The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, it's Andy, and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Amy Flanagan with the news that she's re-signed for Surrey Storm for 2023 season. Last year for the Surrey Storm podcast, I asked her how she first got started in netball.
When I was in my late teens, I think I must have been about 18 at the time, I was playing Premier League netball, so Prem team for the Downs, but I wasn't doing any of the England stuff. I wasn't doing any NPL, even though I was probably young enough to be doing it. But quite funnily, I was playing in a game, and I think Hannah Knights was playing in the game. Katie Holland was playing in the game. Rachel Dunn might have been there for Downs. So Tams and Greenway had turned up to watch this game. And I just remember at the end of this Prem game, her coming up to me in the corridor saying, "Can I have your number? It would be great if you come along to Storm Trials this year." When you get that sort of offer, I think you have to take it. She did sort of chase me over summer as well. She sent me two or three text messages asking me, "Have you got your trial form? Are you coming along?" So yeah, it was quite different back then, because you did sort of just turn up and trial. It was quite different to maybe how people thought it might have been. But yeah, I turned up to the trials, and I just got really lucky. I was included in the squad for that first year, which, gosh, how long ago was that now? I think it was the 2013 season.
Just some of the names at that time. Could you quite realistically take in who else was in the squad?
Yeah, I mean, I was starstruck, I think, by Rachel Dunn at that time. Like,
people still are.
But yeah, I was definitely, because she wasn't there for the first few sessions. She was off doing England stuff. She was playing abroad. There was all this stuff happening. So when she finally turned up to the training session, I remember when I was 12 or 13, I'd gone to camps and Rachel Dunn had led it, and, you know, you were like the little kind of junior in the corner that sat there and just listened. And then suddenly you're on the same team as that person. So definitely starstruck by Rachel Dunn and Tamsin as well. You know, there were so many great characters in that team. So many just lovely people who wanted the best for you. So obviously had Hannah and Katie, who I'd known for quite a while, but also people like Kat Ainsworth, Steph Bellow, Becky Trippick. So you just had these kind of quite like mature leaders, I think, in that team that really helped me settle in, as well as having some friends that were more sort of my age group. So Georgia Lees, Katie Harris, Amanda Davis was around then. So there was just quite a nice little group, I think, atmosphere in that first year. I think it was a really good experience for me in that first year to have Hannah there and also Katie Holland, because I'd played with them at club. So in that Premier League team that we played, and they were there, it was so supportive for me to have those players that you know a little bit better. You're not going into an environment without those people there. And of course, that's something I really felt helped me in that first year. But, you know, it went on, and I've sort of played on the same team as Hannah now for, I think, over 10 years almost. And it just, you know, you build those friendships that I think do show on the court when you play, and just make it even more worthwhile.
Is there a game at Storm that stands out? I mean, maybe the second title final in a row?
Yeah, those two games. Oh my gosh. Me and Sophia Kandapa still sometimes talk about that final as to how much of a roller coaster the last 15 minutes were. we were just sort of praying that we had enough left in the engine to get to the end of that final. Definitely, yeah, that semi-final, I think it was 2016. The one thing I remember, and it's quite interesting, because when we were preparing a few different things for Hannah's retirement, we were looking through some old photographs to put together as a little kind of memento for her. And I found the two photographs of her getting the interception right at the end of the game that allowed us to go on and win. And the thing I remember most, and it's a massive testament to the incredible Storm fans, I've never heard a sound as loud as I've heard in the sports park on that day. When she got that interception and it went to goal, I thought my eardrums were going to burst inside the Surrey sports park. It was so, so loud. That would be, to me, I think that semi-final is the most memorable one. I think another one that does always pop into my mind is we had a match, I think it would have been in 2014, where we played Celtic Dragons. And I know during the game, it had been going end to end, sort of neck and neck the whole game. We had a player sent off in the last quarter and we still managed to win the game by one. And it was just chaos, I think, in the last 3 minutes of the game. But that one, I think those that were there will remember it. But yeah, I think that semi-final, just incomparable, the noise at the end of that game.
Before Pulse was on the scene and they obviously set up camp at the Copper Box, what's it like to play there? Because obviously you had the London Live games as well, and just a bit of vision from the team at Sports Park just to host a game there.
Yeah, I mean, the guys and girls at the Sports Park that put that together, the vision that Chris Whitehead, Matt Tamsin sort of working together, and there surely were many, many other people involved, but for them to take that step, I think it really has paved the way for the netball events we see today. And, you know, those season starters, the Fast Five we see, getting netball onto that stage and into those venues. Storm were the first ones to go for it. And it was incredible as a player to go from playing in front of an amazing crowd, but limited by the number of seats we had, to these kind of world-class venues was such an experience. And I think it's something that once you've done it once, you don't want to give up. And you can see that, I think, through Pulse taking that step to play there, through the league supporting some of these massive events we've had. Just in that, you know, the number of people that hadn't watched netball before, that after those events would come up to you and say, oh, I came to see it in London.
Yeah.
And we speak a lot as well that the Copper Box is a venue we all love playing at, and I think it's got those memories associated with it. And, you know, it's what makes the final special as well, getting to play there. So we do really look forward to playing there, I think, whenever the chance does arise.
Is that nice for you as a player, though, as well? Because obviously you played at the arena with Wasps, and obviously it must be nice for you having crowds of that size.
Yeah, and I think it's a really strange one, because I don't know if it's specific to me, but I don't tend to notice that much if there's 800 people or 10 in a venue. I think I'm just maybe distracted with what I'm meant to be doing in the game, or not doing, maybe. But I think it's more the buzz it creates. It's the environment and the atmosphere on the day and around those events. Like, just the feeling you get walking out into an arena that size and walking amongst the crowds and seeing how far netball has come just in the time I've been playing in the Super League, and just feeling really positive about where it's going to go maybe in the next 10 years. You just can't replicate that, I think, until you've been there and been to one of those big events.
When I spoke to her, I had to ask her about the Super Amy tag and how it got started.
It's kind of unbelievable sometimes. It became a bit of a joke, I think, because I know that when Jamie, Townsend's daughter, was quite young, I think that's where it started. I think she used to call me Super Amy. I don't even know why. I think maybe some bribery, some extra snacks and sweets from the sweet box on the sideline at training, maybe, is why I became the favourite player. But, you know, to me, I don't really think about netball maybe as something I'm good at. I like to fit into a team and think about how I can help that team and help that team improve. So, I mean, I'm overwhelmed sometimes by some of the things that I hear and see. And just, I think for me, like...
To you, I suppose, you're just playing the game, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a funny one, because sometimes things happen in a game that make you look good. Things happen that make other people look good. So sometimes when you get the interception, it's not because of just you, it's because of what your teammates have done. And I think that's something I'm always quite conscious of and aware of as a player.
That move to Wasps, how important was it to you at that stage in your netball career at the time?
Yeah, so the opportunity to go to Wasps came about at a really good time for me. I'd just finished university, so I wasn't necessarily tied down to being kind of further south than I am now. One of the big pulls for me was the opportunity to carry on working with Tamsin.
Yeah.
And the vision that she had for WASPs as a team, WASPs as a chance to push netball even further forward professionally. As well as that, it was a chance to play with some players that I played with at Storm, who I really thought I had strong connections with. So
a heck Hannah of a lot, if you ask the fans. A heck of a lot. The team was gone overnight.
But there, I think it was kind of, it was a couple of sort of names from Storm, but also some names that were outside of Storm that, you know, maybe players that you always hated playing against but would love to have on your team. So Nat Haythornthwaite, Sam May as well. So it wasn't an easy decision. I think it was very difficult because I was very happy at Storm. And you do end up weighing up things and sort of evaluating it in the wider picture of what's going on outside of netball and how that will fit in with it too.
And what did Tamsin Greenway and Mel Mansfield add to her game over the years?
I think just before I'd had Tamsin as a coach, I'd never, I think, understood kind of how smart you can be when you play netball. And I think how things fit together. I know that sounds a bit funny, but how if you do one thing, the knock-on effect means this could happen or this could happen. And I just think Tamsin's mind for the game is incredible. And she understands things that I think you might see in those tactical kind of snippets she'll do in some of the Sky and the international games. But
yeah.
You know, she just can see and she knows what she wants from the players. And I think what is really great though is she shows you how to get there and shows you how to put into place those steps that will make you the best player. She recognizes people's strengths and I think really helps you to work on those and improve those. And I think I've been really lucky in that I came into a really strong Storm team at kind of a moment where they were looking for a new player because of some retirements, some other players moving on. And I think that I was able to kind of learn a lot from Tamsin in those first years to fit into the team she wanted to have. So, you know, I think one of the biggest reasons I enjoy netball so much and one of the reasons I went to WASP when I did leave Storm was because she had such an impact on me as a player. Mel is, I think, just such an influence in terms of I've known her since I was so young. She was the face that was there in my first season at Storm as yeah. that assistant. And I think what people kind of maybe don't realise is you often have a head coach who's very much involved with your team and they are there, but they are kind of trying to get the messages, I think, out to the seven that are on court and they're leading the training. But sometimes actually the assistant coaches are the ones that are there to help you when you're maybe not in the squad. Maybe you're coming to training, but you know you're not going to make it onto the court for those games. So I think having Mel there, she's so caring and she really cares about the kind of the whole of the team. And having those two as a team together, I've been so lucky that I've been able to learn from both of them and benefit from both coaching styles.
What about team managers? Team manager for you would have been Tom.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you'll have the opportunity to play in that trophy.
Yeah, and I knew Tom for those years when he was the manager at Storm. And it's just so upsetting for all of us who had known him so well in those years and had been touched by his humour and his personality and his absolute love for the game. I mean, some of the hilarious images he would send me of me doing stupid things he'd made out of netball games. And I'm sure you've heard of some of the legendary ones that appeared. But
we've heard the one that he did a load of donuts and they're on the bus and nobody dared eat them because they didn't know where they came from.
There's a great one of Rachel Dunn playing some bagpipes that we can't find, but that is a gem if you ever come across. Hilarious, but I think just to be able to kind of come together and share in that and kind of think about what he brought to the sport, what he brought to Surrey Storm and the players that he impacted, because I think you can look across not just players in Wasps and Storm, but even further in leagues, maybe not Super League, that had the chance to know him and play with him. And it's just a real honour, I think, that we get to remember him in that way. And I know he would probably be making wise cracks about some of the things that go on in those days and laughing at us.
And having to deal with a load of women as well, playing the sport, great.
Oh, no.
It's really good to see the final members of the teams being announced for next season, isn't it? And we'll be there every step of the way to cover it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.